Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. This afternoon, President Trump spoke to a large crowd packed tightly together in a parking lot outside Tampa's Raymond James Stadium. Most people in the crowd did not wear face coverings. At least 10 people required medical assistance because of the heat. Trump talked in glowing terms about his response to the deadly coronavirus pandemic and repeatedly took shots at the media covering the event. Nan Dalton is a Trump supporter who owns a business in Kissimmee called Twist and Shout Balloons.
I did a walk away from the Democrats a little over 2 months ago. He's a real person. He's not some rehearsed politician, and he speaks from his heart. And I think that he's just awesome, and I don't want to be a socialist communist. I want free enterprise. You know, I'm a small business owner. I own a balloon twisting and face painting company.
That's Trump supporter Nan Dalton from Kissimmee speaking at Trump's Tampa rally today. At 6:30 this afternoon, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden will hold a drive-in rally at the Florida State Fairgrounds near Tampa. Government watchdog Common Cause Florida is raising concerns over Hurricane Zeta's impact on voting in the Western Panhandle. Here's more from Robbie Gaffney.
Hours for early voting sites in Okaloosa County have been temporarily reduced because of concerns about Hurricane Zeta. Common Cause Florida Board Chair Lisa McClenahan is also worried the storm could impact the area's postal service.
The post office, even though it has a motto, may not be able to deliver the mail to voters or return from the voters after a major storm.
McClenahan is encouraging voters who haven't returned their mail-in ballots to submit them in person.
Because there's no time for the U.S. Postal Service to deliver.
Early voting in Okaloosa County ends October 31st at 7 p.m. Mail-in ballots must be returned to the elections office by the time polls close on Election Day. Armabi Gaffney.
More than 73 million Americans have already voted, either in person or by mail. Numbers released this morning by the Florida Division of Elections show nearly 7.4 million Floridians have already voted. That's more than half of the state's registered voters. The last day to vote is Tuesday. The newest Supreme Court justice may pose a threat to an established high court decision. Here's more from Carrie Barber.
The appointment of Amy Coney Barrett this week to the Supreme Court is a threat to reproductive rights, says Stephanie Frame, president and CEO of Planned Parenthood of Southwest and Central Florida.
With her appointment to the Supreme Court, Roe v. Wade is at risk like never before.
The 1973 Supreme Court decision protected a woman's right to choose to have an abortion without government interference, a right, says Frame, that 70% of Americans support.
They believe in the tenets of Roe v. Wade, which is that a medical decision around a pregnancy should be private and should be between the pregnant person, her family, physician, and any faith person she wants to bring in. That's where that decision belongs, and that's what the American people know.
Other recent threats to Planned Parenthood have gone beyond the legislative. Earlier this month, a man was arrested for throwing Molotov cocktails at the Planned Parenthood building in Fort Myers. Frame says the tenor of hostility toward reproductive rights in general and Planned Parenthood in specific has ratcheted up in recent years.
They've been more threatening and more violent. I personally have had some pretty horrible things said to me and been yelled at. My car's been stopped. So that's been increasing. And then this recent firebombing was just an extreme expression of, you know, the verbal violence that has been slung against us for years now.
Despite the obstacles, Frame says, Planned Parenthood has been around for 104 years and will be here for 104 more. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Carrie Barber.
The U.S. Department of Labor said today that Floridians filed nearly 31,000 new unemployment claims last week. The number of unemployed Floridians is near a historic high, but last week's claims marked a continuing downward trend in the number of Floridians applying for new unemployment benefits. The Department of Labor says there were fewer layoffs in agriculture, retail, construction, and service industries. And finally, journalist Glenn Greenwald tweeted today that he is resigning from The Intercept. He says the independent media outlet made him remove any criticism of Joe Biden in his reporting. Here's the Tampa Bay area weather. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms, overnight lows in the high 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, not as hot, highs in the high 70s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on WMNF.org, and on the WMNF app.